Welcome to another exciting episode. Today, we're diving into the upcoming TechCrunch Sessions, AI event, a gathering that promises to cut through the noise in the AI world and deliver real insights. Let's get into it.
Absolutely. The TechCrunch Sessions, AI at UC Berkeley's Zellerbach Hall is set to be a pivotal event for AI enthusiasts. It's a one-day summit where the future of AI feels tangible, featuring discussions from leaders in AI model building and safety protocols. If you're in the AI field, this is the place to be.
I can't help but wonder, what makes this event stand out from other AI conferences?
Well, it's all about the quality of conversations. Unlike many events that recycle the same ideas, this summit promises fresh insights directly from those shaping the AI landscape. Plus, there's a significant financial incentive to register early with a $300 discount and a second ticket at half price.
It sounds like a must-attend for anyone serious about AI. Speaking of which, let's talk about the AI trivia countdown at the same event. What's that all about?
Great segue! Day 3 of the AI trivia countdown is heating up, offering participants a chance to win 2 tickets for just $200. It's a fun, engaging way to test your AI knowledge with questions about foundational AI models and global startup integrations.
This reminds me of a tech-themed game night. How does one participate in this trivia?
It's simple. Fill out the trivia form, and if you win, you'll receive a code to claim your discounted tickets. The trivia ends on June 4th, so it's a great opportunity to join the AI epicenter.
Sounds like a fantastic way to engage with the community. Now, switching gears to something quite literally out of this world, SpaceForge has raised $30 million for space manufacturing. What's the scoop there?
SpaceForge, based in Cardiff, Wales, is pioneering the manufacturing of chip materials in space. They've raised $30 million in Series A funding to leverage space's unique conditions like weightlessness to create defect-free crystals. These materials could revolutionize semiconductor efficiency, crucial for AI and EV technologies.
That's fascinating. How do they plan to implement these materials here on Earth?
Great question. They're already collaborating with BT to test these space-grown crystals in reducing power consumption for 5G towers. The potential for energy efficiency is huge, making this a groundbreaking development in semiconductor manufacturing.
Incredible. Now let's dive into the social media world. Pew's study on left-leaning influencers embracing blue sky is turning heads. What's happening there?
Indeed, Pew's study reveals that 43% of left-leaning influencers have adopted blue sky while still maintaining their presence on X. This dual-platform strategy reflects a shift in how influencers engage with their audiences, adapting to new social media landscapes.
I wonder what drives influencers to maintain a presence on both platforms.
It's all about audience reach and engagement. While Blue Sky offers a fresh platform, maintaining a presence on X ensures they don't lose their existing followers. It's a strategic move to maximize influence across diverse platforms.
Smart strategy indeed. Now let's talk about Perplexity Labs and their innovative AI tools. What's new there?
Perplexity Labs is making waves with AI-powered tools that can craft reports, spreadsheets, and dashboards in minutes. These tools utilize web search, code execution, and visualizations, offering pro subscribers a powerful suite for productivity enhancement.
This could be a game changer for businesses. How reliable are these AI-generated outputs?
While impressive, there's room for improvement. AI's limitations mean not every output will be perfect, but the potential for streamlined workflows is significant, making it an exciting development for tech-savvy businesses.
Exciting times indeed. Speaking of AI, Google has quietly released an app for running AI models locally. Tell us more.
Google's new AI Edge Gallery app allows users to download and run AI models from Hugging Face on their devices without internet connection. This enhances privacy and accessibility, especially for users concerned about data sharing with cloud services.
A fantastic tool for developers. What are the implications of running AI models locally?
Running models locally empowers users with control over their data and ensures availability even offline. It democratizes AI access, making it more inclusive for developers and enthusiasts alike.
Empowering indeed. Now, let's turn our attention to Meta's automation plans for risk assessments. What's happening there?
Meta is set to automate up to 90% of its product risk assessments using AI. This move aims to increase efficiency and reduce human error in evaluating potential harms and privacy risks of app updates.
That sounds efficient, but are there any concerns with this approach?
While automation speeds up processes, there's concern about missing nuanced evaluations that humans might catch. Balancing AI's efficiency with human oversight will be crucial to ensure thorough risk assessments.
Absolutely. Now, in a more contentious arena, the NAACP is calling for a halt on xAI's data center operations. What's the issue?
The NAACP has raised environmental and ethical concerns about xAI's Colossus data center in Memphis, citing violations of clean air laws due to gas turbine operations. They've urged local officials to halt operations immediately.
Environmental impact is a hot topic. How might this affect xAI's operations?
If operations are halted, it could lead to significant operational and reputational challenges for xAI. This situation highlights the growing scrutiny of tech companies' environmental responsibilities.
Indeed, a critical issue. Now for something a bit lighter, TikTokers are mimicking AI creations for fun. What's this trend about?
On TikTok, users are pretending to be AI-generated avatars from Google's VO3 model. This trend blurs the lines between reality and AI as real people mimic AI's quirks for entertainment and attention.
It's fascinating how AI influences social media trends. What does this say about our interaction with AI?
It highlights the playful and experimental nature of social media. People enjoy exploring AI's capabilities and limitations, often using humor and creativity to engage audiences.
Playful indeed. Now shifting gears, let's discuss the political arena. Trump's withdrawal of a Musk-Alley NASA nomination is making headlines. What's the backstory?
President Trump plans to withdraw Jared Isaacman's nomination to lead NASA after discovering his past donations to Democrats. This decision impacts Musk, who had pushed for Isaacman's appointment, highlighting the intersection of politics and space exploration.
Politics and space, a complex mix. How might this affect SpaceX and NASA's relationship?
It could strain the relationship as political dynamics influence contract allocations. Isaacman's withdrawal underscores the delicate balance between political affiliations and space industry advancements.
Indeed, a delicate balance. Now let's talk about Anthropic's big acquisition. What's the significance here?
Anthropic's acquisition of Reed Hastings as a board member could significantly impact the AI landscape. Hastings' strategic insights and industry connections might drive innovation and competitive dynamics in AI development.
Hastings' involvement is intriguing. What might his role bring to Anthropic?
Hastings is known for his strategic vision, as seen with Netflix. His experience could guide Anthropic in navigating AI's competitive landscape, fostering innovation and growth.
A strategic move indeed. Now, let's explore the world of luxury fitness. What are techies indulging in?
Techies are splurging on extravagant fitness memberships featuring AI-powered machines, in-house physicians, and meditative sound baths. These memberships cater to the tech elite, offering a blend of health and luxury.
Sounds luxurious. How do these memberships reflect tech culture?
They reflect tech culture's emphasis on innovation and well-being. These memberships combine cutting-edge technology with personalized healthcare, appealing to those who value both fitness and tech advancements.
A perfect blend of tech and wellness. Now, let's discuss Google's fix for a curious AI bug. What happened?
Google fixed a bug in its AI overviews that incorrectly stated the current year as 2024. This glitch, while minor, highlights the importance of accuracy in AI-generated content and Google's commitment to improving user experience.
Accuracy is key. How might this impact users' trust in AI tools?
While such bugs can momentarily shake trust, Google's proactive fix and transparency help maintain confidence in AI's reliability. It emphasizes the need for continuous improvements in AI technology.
Continuous improvement is crucial. Now let's talk about NVIDIA's strategic meetings with Trump. What's the goal here?
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang is meeting with President Trump to influence China chip policy, seeking to ease restrictions on chip sales. This move is crucial for NVIDIA as U.S. policies impact its market access in China.
Navigating international policy is no small feat. How might these meetings impact NVIDIA's operations?
If successful, easing restrictions could boost NVIDIA's sales and market presence in China. However, it also underscores the complex interplay between tech companies and international trade policies.
Complex indeed. Finally, let's discuss NVIDIA's new chip for China. What's new with the B30?
NVIDIA's B30 chip allows for the creation of high-performance computing clusters by linking multiple chips. This innovation aims to comply with U.S. export controls while maintaining competitiveness in the Chinese market.
Innovative solutions to regulatory challenges. How might this affect NVIDIA's standing in the global market?
The B30 could strengthen NVIDIA's position by offering advanced capabilities within regulatory limits. It highlights NVIDIA's adaptability and commitment to maintaining its leadership in the AI chip industry.